邀请大家花一些时间，我们安定我们的心，我们一起开声祷告。那我们不但是为着讲员，为着翻译，也为着自己的心，我们能够来领受神的话语。
And now I invite you to us all to have some time of prayer together. We can open up our voices and pray in whatever language is convenient for you.
Our Heavenly Father, as prayed by saints who have, 远古圣徒所祈祷的。
As the saints of the past have prayed.
我们现在在神你的灵也是如此的祈祷。
We pray in the same spirit today.
我们所不知的请教导我们。
Lord, please instruct us in the things that we do not know.
我们所没有的请给予我们。
And the things that we do not have, please grant to us.
我们仍未成形的塑造我们。
And the things that have not yet been formed in us, work in us.
为了基督的缘故。
For Christ's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
想问一下大家知不知道有一道菜叫做普罗旺斯炖菜。
I want to ask you if you know about a certain dish that I'm not sure what the English name is.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, thank you.
不知道，我自己没吃过，可是看过。
I haven't eaten it myself, but I've seen it before, so I don't know if it tastes good.
所以不知道说，如果在座是有知道这一道菜的话，有没有吃过？就是Ethan弟兄刚刚问。
Are there any here who have eaten it before?
那在卡通里面看起来是非常好吃。
It looks very nice in a cartoon.
那我之前是不知道说原来有这样一个法式的传统料理。
Before I didn't know there was this traditional French dish.
直到2007年看了 Disney Pixar 的一部电影《料理鼠王》Ratatouille。
Until I saw the Disney movie Ratatouille back in 2007.
那在那部电影里面呢，有出现一个非常关键的情景。
There was a very important scene in that movie.
因为这电影里面有一位非常极度苛刻的饮食评论家。
There was a very like serious chef in the movie.
那他的名字也翻得很好，他英文叫做 Anton Ego， 那中文就翻成了柯伯先生。
So his name in English was Anton Ego, and they translated it similarly in Chinese to say that he was very educated and yeah.
那他就挑战那个餐馆的大厨。
And so this Anton Ego challenged the chef in the restaurant.
他就说尽管放马过来。Hit me with your best shot. 这个是就是电影里面他的台词。
And so he said to the chef, give me your best shot.
那餐馆里面的大厨就出了高招。
And so the chef was like, in big trouble.
高招。Like, best shot.
So he did it, yeah.
Oh. And 然后就给了就这位饮食专家这一个非常所谓卑贱并且是属于所谓农民的一个食品。
And so the chef gave to Anton Ego this like very sort of humble and often eaten like by farmers this dish.
那我们看看说如果视频能够播放的话我们就看说发生什么事情。
If we can show them, I'll show you the clip here now.
那是大厨哈，小老鼠。
This is the chef is the rat.
那我们看见说，这个科博先生呢，因为这么一口，就是很熟悉的味道，他就想起了他妈妈给他的爱。
And we can see from that Mr. Ego, from this just one bite of this very simple dish, was thinking of his mother's love for him.
他妈妈的爱在那个时候是透过这个这道菜普罗旺斯顿菜所呈现给他的儿子。
And through this dish, his mother's love was brought back to him.
他突然间记得说，在他痛苦的时候，确实妈妈在那里给他安慰。
And he remembered that before when he was sorrowful, his mother would comfort him.
所以他的自傲以及他的苛刻，也就随着每一口开始融化了。
And so all of his attitudes started to melt the more he ate.
我们看见说，其实他生命本来是有喜乐的，那喜乐开始回到他生命里面。
And so we can see that there was actually joy in his life, and through the dish it came back to him.
很多时候，上帝对我们的爱是透过不同的方式所呈现。
Often God's love for us comes to us in many different ways.
朋友的一句话。
Through the word of a friend.
外头美好的景色。
Or through the beautiful scenes we see outside.
甚至在一起的哭泣。
Or even our tears when we are together.
知道说神是以马内利的话，他确实是在任何的一些场景，他会与我们同在。
We know that since God is Emmanuel, he will be with us in any circumstance.
我们记得神如何在我们生命里面有这样一个带领的时候，确实喜乐能够回到我们的生命。
When we remember God's leading in our lives, joy can return to us.
那有一天我和一个好朋友在去麦当劳吃个晚餐。
Once I went to McDonald's to eat dinner with a good friend.
那他已经蛮久没有吃那个麦克鸡块了。
He hadn't eaten McDonald's chicken nuggets in a long time.
所以当他咬进那鸡块的那一刹那的时候。
In the instant where he bit into the chicken nugget.
他就非常真诚的展现他很喜欢这个鸡块就
He sincerely showed his love for the chicken nugget by saying,
那我就问他说有那么好吃吗这个 McNuggets 有那么好吃吗
So I asked him, is this McNugget really taste that good?
那他回答说你知道那因为对方是用英语回答所以中文比较难翻译。可是他就说 it brings you back, 他把你带回到那某个场景。
And so he said, it brings me back to a certain place.
然后他说 you know? 然后我说你就问我说你了解吗
And he asked me, do you understand?
然后我就点点头我说我懂你。
Like, I nod and I'm like, yeah, I get you.
因为一个鸡块不单单如果是用知识来说的话我们可以说 OK, 一个鸡块是炸的然后有调味料然后是用鸡肉做成。
Okay, one way we can say like, oh, this chicken nugget is like it's deep fried, there's seasonings in it, it's made of chicken.
所以食品专家就会说哇你看这样子能够放在一起然后变成一个鸡块而且是全世界畅销好棒。
And so from the chef's point of view, we can say, oh, we can put all this together into one chicken nugget and sell it around the world. Oh, that's great.
可是同时间一个鸡块可以让我们在生命里面有那样一个连接。
But in the same way, it can kind of create connections in our lives.
突然能提醒我们说我们可以回味那过去有一些那比较美好的日子。
And it can allow us to go back and remember the good times in our lives.
甚至是一个比较没有那么复杂的日子。
Or the simpler times in our lives.
所以我们弟兄姐妹朋友们。
So brothers and sisters and friends.
我们是否品尝过主恩的美好?
Have we tasted of the grace of the Lord?
但是因为我们一直在觉得说在生命路上我们一直向前迈进所以我们似乎把这样一种记忆深埋在心灵的土壤里。
But as we walk and continue to go in the ways of the Lord, we should keep these memories in our hearts.
诗篇第34篇第8节这么说着。
Psalm 34:8 says,
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味便知道他是美善投靠他的人有福了。
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
确实我们要了解说我们到底觉得美善那是什么样一个定义呢
We should consider what our definition of good is.
是不是如果他打开了那门让我们得到我们梦寐以求的学府或者是工作 哇，神是美善。
Do we say that God is good when he opens up the door and allows us to achieve the job or the education that we wanted?
可是我们有没有觉得说，神如果能够打开我们的肺，使得我们能够呼吸，或每天早上打开我们的眼睛，使我们能够看见，这也是他的美善。
But do we say that when God allows us to breathe deep into our lungs and open up our eyes and see the world every day, do we say that this is good?
如果我们生命里面有一个梦寐以求的一个浪漫，或者是梦寐以求的一些物质上的享受，可是神把那扇门关了，他还美善吗？
Is God still good when we have perhaps desires for romance and other things, but the Lord closes that door?
我们今天要看诗篇第145篇。
Today we want to look at Psalm 145.
主要是会看前面的头七节。
And we'll look mostly at the first seven verses.
这是大卫王他的一个开场。
Which is the introduction to the psalm written by David.
那其中我们可以就扪心自问的，就问我们自己的。
As we look at it, let's ask ourselves.
是不是生命里面会有一些事情会使到我们说，最终我们会说好，我们没有办法再说神是好的，神是伟大的。
Are there any things in our lives which, when they happen, might cause us to no longer say that God is good?
有没有一些事情使得我们会对我们想到神的时候，我们不是说我们反而非常裹足不前的说 ，No， 没有，今天没有，
Is there anything in our lives that, when the Lord allows it to happen, instead of saying we just say no，
那我们今天我们将在诗篇145篇遇见大卫王，并且听到他的一些心声。
And so here in Psalm 145, we will see King David and hear some of the cries of his heart.
我想象说，如果我们问大卫王说，你生命当中有没有任何事情会阻止你来赞美说神是美善，神是伟大的？
I wonder if we could ask David if there was anything in his life that would hinder him from saying that God is great and good.
因为大卫王的生命是非常的精彩，而且有许多的事情，如果可能我们自己经历的话，我们会觉得说，上帝还真的不简单呢。
Because there were many things in David's life that if we had experienced them, we would say, wow, this is really amazing.
其实在诗篇145篇里面，可以想象大卫王是这样的一个回答。
And I think in Psalm 145, we can see David's reply.
说我赞美主，纯粹因为主就是主。
I praise the Lord solely because He is the Lord.
那我赞美主，因为单独他就是只有他单独是主。
I praise the Lord because He alone is Lord.
所以如果主他不再是主，那我就会停止赞美主作为那伟大美善的。
And so if God ceases to be the Lord,Then I will cease to praise him for being good.
但既然主是永恒的，他的美善，他的伟大是永恒的，那我的赞美将不停止。
But since God is eternal and his goodness and his love are eternal, then my praise will also never cease.
我们看见大卫王的赞美完完全全的只是建立在主他自己本身。
We can see that David's praise is based only in God himself and Who God is.
诗篇145篇是在整个诗篇150篇的诗篇里面唯一说这个是大卫王或者大卫的赞美诗。
Psalm 145 is the only psalm in the entire Psalter of which it is said that it is a psalm of praise written by David.
所以他也让我们能够看见说大卫王觉得说赞美神在一个圣徒的生命里面是占有什么样的一种地位或影响。
This allows us to see,In David's opinion, the importance of praise in the life of a believer.
我们也能够因着大卫王，我们能够来所谓品尝一下他大卫王那至上美味的神。
And through and because of David's psalm, we can now taste the good God he believed in.
这位王，这位神，他是万王之王，他是万众之主。
This God is the King of Kings and the Lord of all.
那诗篇145篇也就告诉我们说，当我们对神有这样一个颂赞的颂赞的时候，其实我们已经是在宣教。
And Psalm 145 tells us that when we have this praise for God. We are already.
因为在我们赞哦，因为在我们赞美神的时候
，when we praise God，
我们已经向我们自己、向彼此、向众人宣告说
，when we praise God， we declare to ourselves and to others around us，
神他是美善的，是伟大的。
God is good. God is great.
没有任何其他的人或神或物可相比。
No other person, no other God, no other thing can compare to him.
有这样的一个宣告，也就是一个邀请说，来吧，来认识他，并且让神来知道你是谁。
This declaration is an invitation to others to come and know God.
所以我们会着重在两点，当我们看诗篇145篇1到7节的时候。
So as we look at Psalm 145 verses 1 to 7, we will focus on two points.
因为大卫王说，只有神他才配得我们那最崇高、最持久的赞美。
So David is saying here that God alone is worthy of our highest and greatest and lasting praise.
然后我们会从经文里面看到说，为什么会有这样的一个认知。
And from the passage we'll see how David comes to this.
那同时间我们也会看到说，当我们认识神的时候，其实就会由心而发我们要赞美神。
And we'll see here that when we come to know God, from our hearts will flow the praise of him.
大卫王在第五跟第七节里面也告诉我们，有两个在生命里面的一个属灵上的几率是可以让我们更加的认识神。
And so David says in verses 5 and verse 7 there are two spiritualsecrets or practices that we can use to know God.
所以我们接下来要念诗篇145篇1到7节。
So let us read Psalm 145, 1 to 7.
那我们也能够想说，神他确实是唯独我们那最崇高、最持久的赞美。
So let us think and remember that God alone is worthy of our highest and lasting praise.
同时间我们认识神的时候，我们就会自然的来赞美神。
At the same time, when we come to know God, we will naturally praise Him.
如果您能够的话，想请您现在能够起立，然后来聆听神的话语。
If you're physically able, please stand with us to hear the word of God.
可是不强迫。
But no compulsion here.
我们先念中文，然后再念英语。
We will read in Chinese first and then in English.
我要尊崇你，我的神，我的王啊，我要永永远远称颂你的名，我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。人要讲述你威严的尊荣，我要默念你奇妙的作为。人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。
Psalm 145, 1 to 7. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
让我们一起来诵读第四节，也就是我们这星期的背诵经文。
Let us read our memory verse for this week, that is verse 4, together.
一起来。这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. 感谢赞美主，他透过他的仆人大卫说话。
Thank God that he has spoken to us through his servant David.
但愿我们聆听神的话语，我们能够活出那内住的信心。
As we hear his word, let us live out the inward faith.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
所以唯独神，他是配得我们那最崇高、最持久的赞美。
God alone is worthy of our highest and most lasting praise.
大卫王他非常清楚的，他赞美的对象是谁。
King David was very clear of who it was he was praising.
他不厌其烦的，并且似乎非常兴奋的，这么样的告诉我们。
He's telling us this very joyfully and without any attitude.
我们看第一、第二节。
Well, let's look at verse 1 and 2 together.
这里不管是什么样的尊荣或怎么样一种称颂。
And let's see what kind of praise he gives.
大卫王给所给予的一个称颂的原因，也就是因为神是神。
David's main reason for praising God is because God is God.
他称颂的对象也就纯粹就是你，也就是神。
God is the only object of his worship.
而且非常亲密的一个关系是我和你，就是我和神的这样一个一对一的一个关系。
And we can see the one-to-one relationship between him and God.
这里大卫王提到神的名两次，就是我要称颂你的名，提到了两次。
And here David says twice that he is going to praise and extol God's name.
这名代表了神生命的一个本质，以及代表着他的名望。
This represents God's reputation and sort of the nature of who God is.
所以我们看第一节的时候，他就说你的本质，哦 ，sorry， 你的本质就是就是我的神。
And so God's sort of value or his nature is that he is David's God.
然后他的一个名望是他就是君王。
His reputation is that he is the king.
那我们知道说大卫王他自己本身也是在所谓人类在全国的一个君王。
And so we know that King David was the king of Israel.
可是他知道自己的一个位分。
But he knew his own place and status.
也就是他还是在那全宇宙的大君王的一个主权之下的一个君王。
And David knew that even though he was a king, he was under the power and authority of the king of the entire universe.
所以他认识这样一位全宇宙的君王的时候，他就会说我要来颂赞你的名。
And so as he comes to know this great king of the world, he says, I want to praise your name.
因为大卫王自己的名跟神的名相比之下差得太远。
Because David's name could not compare to God's great name.
所以第三节说，耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。
And so in verse 3 he says that your name is great and worthy of great praise, and you are unsearchable.
所以一二节已经说到说要称颂那名，然后第三节的时候，大卫王就说出了神的名。
And so in verses 1 and 2 he says we should praise your name, and then in verse 3 he says what is God's name is.
因为耶和华是神愿意让摩西起初知道说他的名是什么，耶和华就降下在对不起出埃及记第34章第5节里面有这么讲说，耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名，也就是耶和华。
And so David knew about God's name back from in Exodus when God had declared Exodus 34, when God had declared his name to Moses.
而耶和华就代表是一个创造主的名字。
And God's name Yahweh represents like the creator.
而耶和华也代表着是那守约施慈爱的神的名字。
And God's name Yahweh also represents the God who keeps the covenant and faithfulness.
如果既是创造主，
since he is the creator,
又是救主。
And if he's also the Redeemer,
又是给予那永远不变的约的主。
And he is also the God of the everlasting unchanging covenant.
大卫才会说这是大赞美。
And only for these reasons will David say he is worthy of great praise.
似乎就是没有其他的方法可以来作为一个总结吧。
And it's like David has no other way to summarize it.
因为如果说这位是耶和华。
And so like David saying that this God is Jehovah.
那如果我们认识耶和华，却来到耶和华面前说啊，谁管你是耶和华？这是非常没有办法符合耶和华身份的这样一种反应。
If we know who Jehovah is, but we come before him and say, oh, whatever, then this does not match who God really is.
因为如果我们去，比如说尼加拉瓜瀑布。
If we go to say Niagara Falls,
如果你有机会能够到那瀑布背后的那整个那个水墙，
if you have a chance to go to the water, the wall of water behind it,
你体会到那个声响
and to understand and feel the sounds of it.
甚至自己说话你就是自己都听不见的那么样的一个响声
and experience the sound that's so great and loud that you can't even hear your own voice.
或者是如果我们说我们进入那亚马逊的丛林里
Or if you go into the Amazon rainforest,
没有指南针
without a compass,
然后你就发现说这个地这亚马逊就是这个丛林之大
and then we'll discover how great and large the whole rainforest is.
然后再试想想，我们说这有什么好稀奇的
？We say, oh, this isn't very special. There's nothing amazing here.
这是比较难想象的。
This is very hard to imagine that we would do this.
或许我们还是有可能。
Maybe it's possible.
但我确实至少尼加拉瓜瀑布鼓励大家你能够去体会一下它那个震撼的那个力量。
I really encourage you to go to at least to Niagara Falls and experience the shock about your experience how great it is.
所以在真正见到那个威力的时候我们会有怎么样一种反应
When we really experience its majesty and greatness, what kind of reaction will we have?
我们会说啊这真无聊。
Oh, this is really boring.
还是我们会说，我真渺小。
Or will we say, oh wow, I'm so small.
然后这如果水泉是这么大的力量，那创造这水泉的，那它力量是何等的大。
If this waterfall can be so mighty, how much more mighty is the creator of it?
所以我们看高峰，哦，山有多高。
When we see how high the mountain peaks are.
海有多深。
And how deep the sea is.
宇宙有多浩大。
And see the immense greatness of this world.
我们人体有多微密，哇，微细。
And see how amazing the intricate design of our own bodies is.
我们会发现说，我们原来对创造其实懂得真的是就那么一丁点。
We will understand how little of God's creation we actually understand.
有一次有一位青年人在英语堂分享说，我们真正实际认识海洋的不到2%。
Once someone shared in the English congregation that we only understand and know about 2% of the oceans.
可以体会到说英语堂的弟兄姐妹就
And everyone there that day said, oh, wow.
在神里面确实是奇大无法测度。
And this allows us to see just how great and incomparable it is.
一直会有新的所谓对神的认识。
And we'll always see and understand new things about God.
可是同时间一直是我们有走与神走过来的路我们可以回想我们可以纪念。
But at the same time, as we walk with the Lord, we can think back on what we've learned in the past.
这是一个非常活生生而且不会让各位觉得很无聊的一个生命。
This is a very vivid and living life. It will not be boring.
而是赞美呢对神不单单是要给他最崇高的赞美。
We should not only give God our highest praise.
更同时间是一个永流不息的一个赞。
It's also a praise that continually and endlessly flows out.
因为我们看见说我们现在读这篇诗篇离大卫王的时代已经3000年。
Because we can see that reading this psalm today, we are 3000 years after King David wrote it.
可是这赞美对神的赞美而且是不单单是我们在这里我们在世界各地透过了历史所存留下来的对神的赞美还没写完
But we also know that the praise of God expressed in this psalm is continually being praised not just here but also throughout the world and this story of praise is not ended
大卫王这里告诉我们说我们与神这样他的伟大不单单是个人的并且也是一个群体的。
And we can see here that this experience of God's greatness is not only individual but is also experienced in a group.
一二节告诉我们说这是他自己本身在神面前的这样一个励志。
In verses 1 and 2, David says that this is his own commitment before God to praise him.
也就在他自己个人历史里面，他这样一个时间的流动之中，他将会是永永远远以及天天。
And throughout David's life, he will praise God forever, but also praise him each day.
然后他焦点转向群众。
And then afterwards, his focus changes to the group.
也是整个社群的这样一个历史。
And changes to all the history of society.
所以第四节就告诉我们说是这代要对那代。
And so in verse 4 it says, this generation will tell of you to that generation.
所以神的赞美将会是在一种传承的一个情况之下继续的延伸。
And so God's praise will continue through the passing of his praise down from generation to generation.
然后第四节也告诉我们说是这代以及那代一起，所以是一个总和。
And also it is a praise that crosses generations and the generations praise God together.
就回到第三节，他这样的一种伟大是无法全然测度。
And so the greatness of God, as we can see in verse 3, is impossible to fully fathom.
是每个群体以及每个个人合在一起继续赞美神的时候，我们还是只是知道那一丁点。
And even as each generation, each group comes together and adds their praise together, we still only see a little bit of God's greatness.
那这样的一个互动不单单只是所谓说从上一代传到下一代。
And so this interplay of this grouping of praise is not just from one generation to another.
它是可以从下一代也告知上一代。
It can also come from the younger generations to the older generations.
所以不单单是长辈要对晚辈说话。
It's not only that the older generation should speak to those younger than them.
晚辈也可以跟长辈分享神现在在他们生命里面所做那奇妙的作为。
The younger generations can also share to their elders what the Lord is doing in their lives.
我们也看见说其实个人以及群体之间是有互动。
We see that there's a chemistry between individuals and the group.
如果我们看我们的经文第五到第五和第六节。
In verse 5 and 6 of our passage.
这里有讲到说是一个群体要述说并且有一个个人也要有一个回应。
And so Paul says that, David says that the group, everyone together will speak of God's acts, but there will also be an individual response.
所以比如说第五节，人要述说你威严的尊崇，这个是一个总数。
And in verse 5 he says, all of us, all people together will speak of God's great acts.
然后大卫马上就说，我要默念你奇妙的作为。
And then he says that I will meditate on your amazing works.
甚至在约珥书其实也有让我们看见说真的是神愿意在每一代之中有他的作为。
We can see this in the book of Joel as well, that God wants his works to be proclaimed throughout each generation.
因为约珥告诉我们说神将要将他的灵浇灌在凡有血气的，那我们的儿女要说预言，我们的老人要做老年人要做异梦，我们少年人要见异象。
Because in the book of Joel it says that God will pour out his spirit on all flesh and the young men and women will prophesy and the old men and women will see visions.
所以我们看见神他的配得以及他的名其实真的是还没有耗尽。
And we can see that God's worth and the greatness of his name has not been spoken out fully, has not been understood.
因为神他是永恒的。
Because God is eternal.
也就是他的价值也就是永恒的。
And his worth is eternal.
而我们对于那他的配得的这样一个颂赞也会随之而变为永恒。
And with time, our praise of him will become eternal as well.
所以当我们说颂赞的时候
When we speak of praise,
我们想说我们不要把它只是局限于诗歌赞美。
We don't want to limit it just to praise and worship like on Sunday or praising him in song.
因为第四到第六节的时候告诉我们说其实我们传说他的话我们讲述他的话我们传扬他的话这些也都是对于神的一个赞美。
Because in verse 4 it says that our speaking of God's deeds and sharing his word with others is also praise.
赞美是我们要如何使得神和他的配得能够彰显。
Our praise is to think about and show howGod's worth and his value can be displayed.
所以我们开始认识神的时候我们也会开始认识到说神让我们看见他是谁是透过很多方面。
And we can see as we come to know God that he lets us know about him through many different ways.
在第一到第七节里面我们可以看到第二点的也就是大卫王指出了有这样两个一个所谓属灵上的一个 操作，使得我们能够来认识神。
And here in the Psalm, David shows us two spiritual methods to come to know God.
那我们认识神的时候，其实这两个属灵的操练会让我们更，就是让赞美神变为自然。
And when we come to know God, we use these methods to know Him, then our praise of God just becomes very natural.
赞美神不再是一种强迫性或者是一个假装。
And praising God is no longer fake or something we do under compulsion.
第五节我们看到，大卫王就鼓励我们众人说，我们要默念那已经被宣告为威严的。
And in verse 5, David says that we should meditate on that which has already been declared to be great.
在第七节我们看见说，我们要学着要纪念那已经被显为美善的。
And we should meditate on and remember that which has already been shown to be good.
第五节说，我要默念你奇妙的作为。
In verse 5 he says, I will meditate on your wonderful works.
那这默念有什么一个比较，一个比啊，对，一个比较呢？
What is the comparison here?
如果来到食物的话，就是不断的咀嚼。
To go back to the analogy of tasting food, it would be to keep on tasting it again and again.
那如果你是要看那个艺术作品，或者是你是做侦探的话，那默念就比较像说你一直看，再看，再看。
Or for example, if you're viewing a work of art, meditating would be to keep looking at it.
不单单是用我们所谓的理智。
This is not just done with our reason.
同时间也让我们的情感能够接上。
Our emotions should also come alongside it.
所以它不单单只是充斥着我们的头脑。
This work is not just done with our hands.
也是抓紧着我们的心房。
Our hearts should also be grabbed.
这是在这就是一种默对神的默念。
All of this is meditating on God.
那我有一个朋友，他之前踢足球的时候，他说，我以前知道说，如果你踢一个乌龙球，那对那个球员来说是一个很不好的感觉。
I have a friend who used to play soccer. He said that when you score an own goal, it's a very bad feeling.
那有一天我们在踢足球的时候，他就踢进了一个乌龙球。
And so one day he scored an own goal when we were playing together.
然后他马上就说，啊， feels bad 啊，哇，这感觉真的是很不好受啊。
And he immediately said, what? Feels bad, right?
因为马上知识跟那个情绪接上了，成为一个现实。
Because in that moment, the knowledge of his mind and the emotion of his heart came together and became one reality.
或者是我们回到尼加拉瓜瀑布。
Or if we go back to Niagara Falls.
甚至可能我们去过大峡谷。
Or maybe we've gone to the Grand Canyon before.
你可以从一张照片或者一个纪录片里面看到那个场景的雄伟。
You can see the greatness of the scene from a picture.
可能顶多就是80寸的电视，然后就是那么雄伟。
But you can only maybe you have an 80-inch TV screen, you put the picture on it, it's only going to be so grand.
可是当你走真正实际靠近尼加拉瓜瀑布，或者是挨近大峡谷的那个悬崖的时候。
But when you actually go to Niagara Falls personally or go to the Grand Canyon,
突然之间那个知识以及真正生命的体会接上。
Then all of a sudden, the knowledge you have about it and the actual experiences of your life,
这两个是互补的。
And these go in tandem.
成为我们生命的一个真实。
And then it becomes reality in our lives.
所以在默想神那伟大作为的时候，
And as we could think about God's wonderful works,
当我们说他的伟大无法测度的时候，
When we say that no one can fathom his greatness,
有一位神学家他就说，也就代表说在世上总会有一件事情，某样东西是让我们能够体会到神的公义或者是美善甚至是智慧。
A theologian once said there will always be something on the earth that allows us to understand God's righteousness and his goodness.
不断的咀嚼，不断的看。
And as we keep on tasting and keep on looking at it,
就能够让我们越发的能够从那件事或那个物 得到说看见说神他的美善在哪里。
We will continually be able through that thing or that experience to be able to see the greatness of God.
所以有一个朋友呢，他普通吃饭的时候，他只是很快的嚼了两三口，他就会把食物吞下。
So I have a friend that when he's eating, he often will just chew it two or three times and then swallow.
那就是说，你这样吃炒饭或者是水饺，你真的是对不起那个水饺跟炒饭。
And so I often thought that like when you're eating it like this so quickly, it's like it's almost like you're sinning against this food.
or yeah, you guys, that's so disrespect.
disrespecting.
Sinning 好重, but I guess,
disrespecting.
Yeah. 可是他就说不会啊，我还蛮享受的。
But he's like, oh, I really experience a lot from it.
我说好，你就尝试这么一次，好，就这么一次。
And so I said to him, okay, try it just this one.
炒饭你嚼个，或者那时候是水饺，对不起，那时候是水饺。
And so the friend was eating Chinese dumplings at the time.
我说你就嚼个10到15遍。
And so I said to him, try chewing it 10 to 15 times.
其实真的还不容易，如果你普通没有去意识的话，要连续嚼10次还不是很蛮，对有些人来说不是很自然。
If you're not used to doing it, this would be very strange for some people.
所以他就嚼。
And so he chewed it.
然后吞了。
And swallow it.
就说怎样?
So I asked him what was it like?
一样吗?
Was it the same?
比较有味道。
He said, oh, it really has flavor this time.
我说对，我说那享受吗?
Did you enjoy it?
味道有享受。
Yeah, I enjoyed that experience.
速度没有。
But I didn't enjoy the time.
我说那你接下来可能要尝试训练的就是你以前嚼三下的那个速度，你用那个速度来，就在那个时间内嚼10遍。
So I said to him, maybe you need to like experience and learn and grow in taking the time to chew it more time.
可是重点是，这是慢慢细嚼慢咽的时候，确实有不一样的体会。
But the point here is that when you take time to chew it slowly and taste it, it's a very different experience.
所以大卫王在第六节就继续这么说。
And so in verse 6, David goes on to say,
他说人要说你那可畏的事。
People must speak of your awesome deed.
这里是想了又想，对这些事情想了又想以后，继续的在阐述说，哇，这些事情。
And this is as people keep meditating on and keep thinking about it, then they will keep saying, oh wow, this is so great.
那在古以色列人历史里面，他们会讲一些什么这些伟大的事呢？
And throughout Israel's history, they would often speak of the great acts in their past.
那比如说那十灾使得整个埃及的历史在那个时候完全变形的这样的一个十灾。
For example, the 10 plagues of Egypt that changed their history.
或者是神愿意开红海，并且灭了法老的军队。
Or God parting the Red Sea and destroying the armies of Pharaoh.
为什么一直要重复这些事件?
Why do they want to keep speaking of and keep reliving these?
因为这些都指向了神他那守约施慈爱的这样一个信息。
Because they all point to and demonstrate the faithfulness of God in keeping His covenant and loving kindness.
所以不断的默念这些事件的时候，
So as we keep meditating on these,
在神的子民里面就会升起那对神的盼望、信心，并且那确据。
There will be a hope and a confidence in God that arises in the hearts of His people.
比较可以容易放手，并且把事情交托在神的大能掌权之中。
It will make it easier for us to let go and truly give things over to God's mighty hand.
所以要赞美神，就要先多认识神。
And so to praise God, we must first come to know Him more.
其中一个就是能不断的去默念神的作为。
And part of this is to ceaselessly meditate on God's works.
那另外一个就是来纪念神他的大恩。
Another important point here is to remember God's great grace.
这是要建立一个库存。
We need to establish a stock.
以致说知道说神真的是在彼此的生命，在我们的生命，在整体的这样一个生命之中，神行了什么美好的事。
And this way we can all see and know together in our own lives and the lives of other brothers and sisters what God has done for us.
原来神愿意在那个时候开门或在那个时候关门都是神的大恩。
And we'll be able to see that God choosing at a certain time to open a door or close the door was all an act of His grace.
第七节里面这边所讲到的这个纪念传出，那个字 celebrate。
And so the verse 7 when it speaks of celebrating.
我们大家要想象的其实是一个泉水不断的涌流。
We should think of a fountain never ceasing to flow forth.
是这样冲出来的这样一个泉水。
And where the water keeps springing out and gushing out.
所以是一个非常形象化说我们的对神的一个赞美这样一个欢庆是怎么样的一种欢庆。
And this allows us to see what our joy and our celebration should be like.
之前小组里面有做过一个练习其实主日学里面做过一个练习。
Before passing the Sunday school, we did a practice exercise.
那不同的小组我们就说好我们要列出来我们可以为什么感恩。
And we asked each group to write down what they could be thankful for.
就给了一段时间然后说好你们写多少就写多少。
And so we gave them some time and said, write as much as you can.
那我就发现说这个单子是写不完的。
And we discovered that this list was unending, they couldn't finish writing it.
因为最刚开始的时候都是往大方向走。
And at first they all started looking at a very high level, big things.
啊我有生命啊我有安全啊我有健康。
Praise God for life and health and security.
可是突然就他们开始就想说诶那我这干净的水是怎么来。
And then after a while they started thinking, oh, where does this clean water that I drink come from?
所以就开始想有水坝。或者是水管甚至是一些不同的发明使得说干净的水能够使得我们身体健康。
And so they started to think about like, you know, water pipes and water tanks and other discoveries that allow us to have clean water.
然后开始就越想越细。
And the more they started thinking about it, it got more detail.
好啊我们有个教堂。
Oh, we have a church.
可是这教堂能够撑起来哦那我们也要为那个柱子没有毁坏。感谢。
But we want to thank God that the fact that this church has not fallen down is because we have the pillars supporting it.
甚至是有地心吸引力使得我们不是飘来飘去这也是要感谢神。
We should also thank God for the gravity so that we're not floating all over the place.
时间到还写没完。
And even once the time was up, they hadn't finished writing.
当时其中一个分享是说哇没想到说我们真正静下来的时候去回想什么事情我们可以感恩的时候一样一样一样一点细的或者是宏观的都有。
And as they, when they were finished, they were realizing, oh wow, there's so many big things, but also so little detailed things that we can be thankful for.
所以在诗篇145篇里面
So in Psalm 145,
当然时间的关系我们没有办法再看第八到第二十一节。
For reasons of time, we don't have time to look at the rest of it.
可是我们就看见说大卫王就开始滔滔不绝的就开始说为什么神有这样的一个公义为什么神有这样一种大恩
And we see here David saying, oh, why does God have such great righteousness and great grace?
可是他最重要的他回顾的是第八第九节。
And so then he recalls in verses 8 to 9.
我们先来念第八节。
Let's read verse 8
together. 就两种语言一起。
Two languages.
有恩惠有怜悯不轻易发怒大有慈爱。那这是神他向摩西所表达说你要认识我是谁我觉得这是最重要的你来认识我。
This is the same as what God told Moses in Exodus that if you want to know who I am, you first need to know this.
这是在出埃及记第34章第6节。
This is in Exodus 34 verse 6.
也就是这个是神他可以向摩西阐明说我是怎么样的一位神那神决定就是以这个做开场白。是要使我们也能够来说我们认识的神是从这个作为开始。
And God, when he was describing himself to Moses, started from this description so that we also can know this about God, understand that this is what he is like.
然后在第九节的时候大卫王就使神的这样一个怜悯更加的形象化。
And then in verse 9,David goes to more fully describe this God's compassion.
我们一起来念第九节。
Let's read together.
耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲护庇他一切所造的。因为这里看见这样一个慈悲。
Here we see the word compassion.
跟第八节的怜悯是有关联的。
We see that there's a link with compassion that's in verse 8.
可是这慈悲是告诉我们说，这慈悲就像母父一样。
this, he's telling us here that the compassion is just like the compassion of our parents for us.
Or womb.
Oh, the compassion of the mother in the womb.
Yeah, the mother's womb.
Mother's womb.
所以在这里是要让我们看见说神的慈悲是怎么样的，就像母亲照顾他的腹里的胎儿一样。
And David saying here that God's compassion is just like the compassion of a mother caring for the child in her womb.
不管是要保护
，not just to, first to protect，
或者是孕育
，but also to care for and nurture，
或者是就是哇，一直有焦，就是一直关注的这肚子越变越大。
Or to always be looking and watching the growth throughout the pregnancy.
然后突然，哦，小朋友踢了一脚。
No, and the child kicked me.
这是让我们能够形象化知道说，哦，我们可以原则上说，对，神是有怜悯的。可是他怜悯是怎么样？是母父的怜悯。
This describes and allows us to see, oh, not just that God is compassionate, but to know what that compassion is like.
然后从第十到第二十节，就看到大卫滔滔不绝的一直在说这个公义这个恩惠到底是怎么样。
And throughout the rest of the psalm, David is just keeps on just saying what this righteousness and this love is like.
虽然说还是很多是原则性，他没有就是没有很细的一条一条列出来说是怎么样的恩惠，是怎么样的一种公义。
And so a lot of what he says here is very broad and mostly based on principles. He doesn't go into a lot of detail.
可是他还是发出了一个邀请，让我们来回想或者是认识说这位神，比如说第十四节的时候，那些跌倒的耶和华将会扶持他们。
But he's still inviting us to think about and consider this. For example, in verse 14, where he says that the Lord lifts up all who fall.
这里也第十四节也说到，凡被压下的将要把他们扶起。
And that he will support all who are bowed down.
所以压下是一个非常形象化的一种压下。
So the word he uses is very, very descriptive.
因为不单单只是所谓这样子一种压力。
There isn't just the pressure of a hand on a shoulder.
这个压下是你整个已经弯，这个腰已经弯到你没有办法自己抬起。
It also speaks of those who are bent down so far that they cannot come up themselves.
这是上帝他自己主动的会来说。
But God is saying that I will come and personally lift you up.
第十八节也告诉我们说，以诚心向神呼求的神要相近。
But he then goes on to say the Lord will be near to all who call on Him in truth.
那是相近是一个很美好的一个形容。
And so it's a very beautiful description here that He is near to us.
因为罪性是使关系拉远。
Because our sinful nature has made our relationship be very distant from God.
可是神愿意让大卫写这些话，是告诉我们说，神的心是要让我们的关系恢
复。But David is saying this to show us God's heart, that His desire is that our relationship with Him be restored and we be near to Him.
神与我们的关系要恢复。
So that our relationship may come back together, we may be close to Him.
而这诚心不单单只是带着一个所谓教义上的认识。
And this truth or sincerity he speaks of is not just like a doctrinal understanding.
而是没有带着任何的伪装。
It's that it's an attitude of no hypocrisy.
带着完全对神的一种信任，一个真诚的一个信靠，来到神面前求告。
And it speaks of full trust and reliance on God as we come to Him.
我们看到神的心意是要我们与他和好。
And we can see here that God's heart and His desire for us is to be restored to Him.
看见说神的心意是他要与我们相近。
And God's desire is to be near to us.
所以一位神学家说，为什么神对于人类的这样一个邀请是说我是怜悯有恩慈的。
And so a theologian once said, why is God's invitation or God's description of Himself saying that He is a God of compassion and love?
因为如果只是他的那个大能以及审判压下的话，我们是会颤抖，没有办法去接近这一位神。
Because if all there was God's power and His wrath, we would just tremble and we would not be willing to draw near to Him.
而且有谁在很辛苦的情况之下，还要变得更辛苦？
And who wants, if they're in difficult circumstances, who wants to be in even more difficult circumstances?
难道我们要一位神是我们被压下的时候，他压得更重吗？
Do we want a God who, when we're bent over, pushes us down even farther?
我们知道世人的罪已经是很沉重。
We know that our sins are already very great.
可是我们狂把他那个世人的就狂压下。
But should we keep pressing people over and bending them over more?
这是神所会自己要做的作为吗？
Is this what God wants to do?
难道他不知道世人有罪？
Doesn't God know that we have sinned?
可是为什么他的邀请不是说你这个坏人？
But why is it that God's invitation is not, oh, you bad person?
乃是先说我是怎么样一位神，你这位人要如何来接近我？
But instead he says,This is what I'm like. I'm a loving and compassionate God, and you should come near to me.
甚至是说你没有办法接近我，我要用我的方法挽回你，以致说你可以接近我。
But God's also saying, you can't draw near to me. I will use my own methods to redeem you.
所以当主耶稣基督来到我们当中的时候
，When Christ came among us,
他教导我们，我们的祷告刚开始一开场白的祷告。
So he says that our When we pray, the very beginning of our prayer should be.
我们一起念，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。这不正是像大卫的一个赞美吗？
Isn't this a lot like David's praise?
大卫说：“我要尊崇你，我的神，我的王啊！我要永永远远称颂你的名。”
David says, "I will extol you, my God and my King, and praise you forever and ever."
而且大卫王写的这篇诗篇是一个所谓照着希伯来那个字母的一个一个写下来。
And David's psalm here is an acrostic psalm where each line begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
所以在中文里面我们可以说它是从甲乙丙丁一直写下来，或者是波波摩佛这样写下来。
And so we could say that he starts from A, B, C, and D and keeps going down through the list.
那时候大卫还未见主耶稣基督。
And David had not seen Christ at this time.
可是已经知道说神是那全方位慈爱的神。
But he knew that God is a God of great and boundless love.
他在他诗篇里面说神是对所有都有那样一个恩慈。
And he's saying that he has this love and grace for all.
他那个恩慈确实是给义人也给歹人。
And this grace is for the righteous and for sinners.
不代表他们因为这样的一个普世性的恩慈就得不代表歹人因为这样有一个普世性的恩慈而得救。
He isn't saying that because God has this universal love, all the wicked will automatically be saved.
可是是让歹人也能够体会到说，原来虽然我不配得，可是仍有这样的爱不断的呼召我。回到这爱里。
But he's saying that allowing the wicked to see that, despite my sins, there is this great love that is calling me back.
所以我们看见这大卫王他是用赞美来鼓励，并且是希望说神的子民会兴起来，完全建立是在认识说神是多么伟大，他作为多么的有恩慈。
And so David is using praise to encourage us to see and understand how great God is and how great his love is.
耶稣来到我们中间的时候，
When Christ came to earth,
他也就要我们同时间，他这样，我们是他的大家庭成员，他要我们也是来颂赞神。
Christ came that we might be part of his family and he wants us to praise God too.
所以他先为我们活出了那样的一个生命。
So he first lived out that life.
当他有这样一个五饼二鱼的一个奇迹的时候，
During the miracle of the five loaves and two fishes,
我们看见他是望着天，
We see that even he looked up to heaven,
认识到说有这样一位主，
And understood that the fact that there is such a gracious Lord,
在他上十字架牺牲之前，
And before he went on the cross,
在他的祷告的时候，
when he was praying for us,
同时间也是举目望天，
He also looked up to heaven,
焦点完完全全的就是在神身上。
And Jesus' focus then was wholly on God himself.
并且认定说父神有他那奇妙救赎的一个计划。
He was affirming that the Father had his amazing plan of redemption.
确实那计划要使得主耶稣基督破碎他的身体。
And that plan would require Christ to be broken.
可是因为他的信靠是在于这一位神身上。
So because his faith and his trust was placed in this great God.
所以他说，主，你的旨意成就。
Therefore, he said, Your will be done.
何等的有恩慈。
This was an amazing great grace.
我们能够因为主耶稣基督欢迎我们到他那里，以致说我们得到神的接纳。
That because of Christ's invitation and welcoming us to come to him, we can be received and accepted by God.
主耶稣基督愿意说，我也不定的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
Christ was willing to say, then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin.
有那美好的公义说，确实是这位妇人犯了罪。
And Christ had this beautiful righteousness that said, yes, this woman committed it all.
可是同时间也有关系上的公义，也就是说，我原谅你。
But there was this still a relational righteousness and love that said, I forgive you.
因为主耶稣基督他知道说他自己会取那样一个罪的一个代价。
Because Christ knew that he would take on the price of this sin.
也因此我们知道说我们能够在神里面我们能够得到修复，因为我们在主耶稣基督里面已经被修复。
And we know that we can be restored because we have already received restoration in Christ.
主耶稣基督来到世上，他的这样的一个对人的服事。
And in Christ's service to people throughout his earthly ministry.
确实是有这样奇妙的神迹。
We can see this amazing miracle.
可是这些神迹是为了让人能够看到他是怎么样的一位主宰。
But the miracle Jesus did were to show people what kind of a Lord he was.
有能力吗？肯定是有。
Did he have power? Yes, definitely.
可是马太所描述的是告诉我们说，主耶稣带着什么样的一种心肠去接触这样一些有病的或是有罪的人。
But Matthew shows us the heart that Jesus had when he interacted with these sick people and healed them.
屡次形容主耶稣基督就是他怜悯。
And many times the Gospels record that he had compassion.
确实是有公义，可是有恩惠。
There was righteousness, yes, but there was also grace.
同时间，主耶稣基督让我们能够从自然界，我们看到神的那超自然。
As the Lord allows us to see his greatness and his supernatural power through the creation.
他指向那在草坪上暂时长出来的花朵。
And he pointed us to the flowers in the field.
或者是他指向那卑贱的雀鸟。
Or he pointed out the sparrows.
告诉我们说其实神确实是善待万民。
To show that God truly does take care of all things.
并且他的慈悲护庇着他一切所造的。
And to show that his compassion is on all he has made.
也就是大卫王在诗篇145篇第9节所说的。
And this is what David says in Psalm 145 verse 9.
主耶稣基督也宣告告诉我们说，我们的天父，我们要做他儿子，我们要行出这样一种恩慈。
And Jesus says that this is where our heavenly Father is, and as his children, we should live out this grace and love.
这样的一种恩慈是赞美神的恩慈，也是向世人宣教说有神有这样的一个恩慈。
And this love lives out, shows to the world and declares that God has this love.
所以让我们能够扬声颂扬。
So let us praise him together.
也让我们的对神的一个赞美成为我们的宣教。
Let us raise our praise and let this become our mission and our declaration.
并且是乐此不疲的，能够一直述说，能够歌唱，甚至是在生命里面活出这样的一个见证。
Let this be a joy that is unspeakably great and flowing over and allows us to live out this testimony.
所以不管是我们这样一个在主里的大家庭。
And so not,For example, here within the church,
或者是我们每一个不同的家庭单位
or in our own individual families,
我们确实是可以父母对着孩子，孩子对着父母。
We can, the parents to the children, the children to the parents.
配偶之间，朋友之间
and among friends,
都能够有这样的一种颂赞。
We can all have this life of praise.
因为我们常常彼此讲话，我们可以说很多东西。
And so we can say many things to each other when we speak to each other.
我们也可以想说我们日常的时候是什么东西我们是最爱讲。
We can think about what we like to speak about most in daily life.
那其中是不是凌驾在这一切之上，是说我要告诉你说，赞美主，神今天在 今天做了些什么，昨天做了些什么。
Is there an attitude of us that says, above all this, I want to tell you what God's done in my life today, what he did yesterday?
不单单只是这个所谓知识上的一种交流，乃是说，哇，我看见了神在我生命里面，从之前到现在，怎么样的一些作为。
There should not be just like an intellectual or rational like discussions, but also a joyful sharing of all that God has done for us day by day.
大卫王说，神他张手并且给予了那美好的慈爱。
David says that God opens up his hand and grants this amazing love.
这诗篇第145篇第16节。
As it says in verse 16 of the Psalm.
而主耶稣基督确实是有他那张开的双手邀请我们知道他的心肠。
And Jesus invites us with open hands to come and understand his heart.
并且在那样的一种恩惠之中得着安息。
And to receive grace, to receive rest through his grace.
所以
So,
总结是
What's the conclusion?
Praise.
Praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们要尊崇您，我们的神，我们的王啊。
Our God and our King, we extol you.
我们要天天称颂您，也要永永远远赞美您的名。
We want to daily praise you and praise your name forever.
您本为大，该受大赞美。
For you are great and worthy of great praise.
您其大无法测度。
Your greatness cannot be fathomed.
圣灵点燃火焰。
Holy Spirit, light the flame once more in us.
叫我们这代对那代称颂您的作为。
Let this generation declare your works to that generation.
传扬您的大能。
And spread and share your power.
将赞美永远归万王之王。
That the praise may always be given to the King of Kings.
也就是那承受了十架定义要拯救我们的主耶稣基督。
May the praise be to him who endured the cross and decided to redeem us.
Amen.